Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 14th day of the month of Tammuz. We begin today's program with a message of hope and tefillah, prayer, for all those impacted by the tragic building collapse earlier this morning in Surfside, Florida. According to multiple news outlets, a massive search and rescue effort is currently underway following the collapse of the wing of a 12-story condominium building in Surfside, which is in Miami. Early this morning, rescuers pulled 35 survivors, including one child, from the tower during the early morning and continue to search for more. To date, there is one confirmed death. The latest we're hearing from the Miami Dade County Commissioners that 51 people remain unaccounted for. This area is a very heavily Jewish population that lives in this area. Information is still forthcoming, and as is frequent in situations like this during crisis happening in real time, there's also misinformation. What is clear is that this is a terrible tragedy, and I ask that all of you, our dear callers, to please daven, to please pray for all of those in Surfside and keep them and their loved ones in mind while we recite the Tehillim. For more information, please visit OU.org, where the feature story on the homepage will take you to the latest list, the names of all those in need of our tefillot, in need of our prayers. That's on OU.org for more information. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. Sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Yoel Binsky of Kehillas Moreshes Yaakov in Brooklyn, New York, to share Dibri Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Binsky fully reciting our four chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Binsky.
Good afternoon. Shalom Uvracha. Once again, it's pleasure and an honor to be back here. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the entire OU for facilitating such a tremendous, tremendous gathering of Jews coming from all over, connecting together and together connecting to the Rabbanu Shel Olam and striving for more, striving for higher. I think there's no greater chus. The Maimad Har Sinai, our acceptance of the Torah at the Mount Sinai was in a form of also unified everyone together with one goal in mind. So it's a tremendous chus, tremendous privilege and merit to be a part of this. The great Maggid, Rav Sholom Shadron, he was the Chassadik L'Roch of Blessed Memory from Yerushalayim. He was a Maggid was someone who went around and spoke to Jews, to their hearts, to their minds, to their hearts, to awaken us to evaluate, reevaluate, perfect ourselves, come closer to Hashem, come closer to God. And he was passed away not too long ago. My father, Live and Be Well, I had the privilege of hearing him. It was a man who was able to hold an audience for 4 hours and no one would tell the difference. And really speak to them, really, people really heard him. He once said a very interesting statement. He said that when you prepare a speech, when you prepare anything to say, when you're speaking to people, there's the speech that you think, that you prepare, there's the speech that you switch, and then you switch it to something else, and then there's the speech that you actually end up saying. The thing here is very similar. There was something we planned to say, something we thought to say instead. And in light of the events that we're faced with today as a nation, with the terrible tragedy of a building collapse in Florida, I think something else needs to be said. So, Hashem says, "Tiftach of Yagadi Vasecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, should help. We should say the right words." We find ourselves now at the doorstep of very special times, very opportune times. And those are the 3 weeks, special, opportune. They're sad. Commemoration of destruction. True. But therein lies, Chazal say, our sages teach us that every generation that didn't rebuild the Holy Temple, the Beit HaMikdash, it's as if we destroyed it. And the question screams out, destroyed it? How can we be held as if we destroyed it? It wasn't built. It happened so long ago. We're so distant. We're so far. Yeah, maybe we didn't do enough to make a comeback, but destroyed it. And I think that the answer would be, God doesn't give us challenges. It doesn't give us anything to do that we can't. And if it means that if it's considered as if we destroyed it, that means we have the power to rebuild. In ourselves lays the power to really rebuild. And if we didn't maximize that power, then yes, it's as if we destroyed. We destroyed our ability. We destroyed our potential in a certain way. But it's an tremendously elevating message, because how many of us believe that we can be the ones to rebuild? That we, each and every one of us, both personally and collectively, can be the ones to rebuild. And could be the biggest, what's wanted from us is to believe in ourselves to such a degree. I had the privilege of hearing yesterday from Moira Virabi, the Nira Mashgiach, Rav Azriel Erlanger Shlita. A tremendous, tremendous talk on this topic. To which he compared this time that we approach to the State of the Union address. The State of the Union is a time when everyone comes together and the president speaks, and it's a time of evaluation, reevaluation. What we accomplished, what we can't accomplish, what we didn't accomplish. This is the time we find ourselves in. But what are we thinking about? What are we evaluating? The pasuk says in Eicha, the verse says in Eicha, which we read on Tisha B'Av, Kol roitzfel yisigua bein ha-metorim, all those who chase her have reached her between the boundaries, between the borders. Chazal, our sages explain this a little bit differently, to read the words a little different. Simply, it means that those whoever chased our nation, you know, it's lamentations. They've reached us. They've reached us. They've hurt us. They've destroyed us. Tried to destroy us. That was sages teach us another explanation in these words, which is called roich feikah hisiguha bein hamitzarim. Specifically, in a time of trouble, a time of pain, those who chase, roid feikah, split the word in two, those who chase God, those who are looking to get closer, those who are looking for every avenue to come closer, to become better. Sometimes the time like this is the most opportune time for that. So there's so much to do. What should we concentrate on? I don't know, I'm not an authority to say. But just, I'm thinking out loud. What's the word that we're hearing now in the news the most? The word that stands out. The word that stands out is unaccounted for. People that are unaccounted for. Not dead, not alive, unaccounted for. We don't know what's with them. When we love somebody, when we truly love a parent, even if they haven't spoken to the child in a month, but they feel and they know, they feel what's with them. When there's someone that we love, that we really appreciate, they're always accounted for by us. One of the primary reasons for the destruction of the temple was sinat chinam, baseless hatred, which stems from an unappreciation for the other, which stems from maybe not caring whether it's consciously or unconsciously. Today we live in a world where there's so much happening with so much information that so many people get lost in the cracks. So many, you look at them and they look as if everything is normal, but really they're sinking. They're struggling. They're begging for help. They're begging for recognition. They're begging to be accounted for. As we approach this holy time, a time of destruction, but a time where in it lies the opportunity for construction. Let's begin to construct. Let's begin to construct ourselves by believing that we can, and thereby continue to constructing each other by accounting for them, by recognizing them, by appreciating them, both individually and appreciating us as a nation and our ability and our potential. And in this merit, may these days be, instead of Roitzel, those who chase the Jewish nation, reaching us, be a day of Kol Roitzel Ka, those who chase and seek God. Hisigua, we should reach that ultimate connection, that ultimate, complete connection that existed when we had the Beis Hamikdash, when we had the Holy Temple, the total reunification of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation and God. Amen, amen. We'll now say Tehillim and pray for all of us, and especially for those that are unaccounted for, but not only unaccounted for in today's stories, but for all those that are unaccounted for in our nation, our brothers and sisters that are looking for the way home. We'll begin with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Please join me. Lam natzeach mizmoy le David, yancho adoinoi biyoim tzoro, yisagev echo sheim elehe yakoiv, ישלח עזרךו מקודש ומציון יסודקו. יזכור כל מנחו יסכו ואילו עושכו ידע שנעשה לו. ייתן לך חלבובך וכל עטוסכו ימלא. רעננו בשועסכו ושם אלוהינו נתגור. ימלא ידוינו כל משאלו יסכו. Ato yodati ki yoshi adonai mishichoi yaneu mishmei kodshoi bigvudoi siyesha yeminoi eilev orechev eilev asusim v'anachnu b'shem adonai eloheinu nazkir heimo koru v'nofolu v'anachnu kamnu v'nistoidot Adonai Yoshiyo, Hamelech Yaneinu, V'yoyim Koreinu. Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmoir le David, Adonai Roi Loi Echtor, Bin ois deshe yar biteini al mei menuchois yenahaleini. Nafshi yishoi veiv. Yancheini b'magli tzedek leman shemoi. Gam ki eleich begeit al mozef lo yidodo. Ki ato imodi shislecho mishantecho. Hei mo yenachamuni. Taro ich lefonai shulchon neged toire roi. Disham tov ha-shemen roi shikoi sirevoyo. Ach toi vo chesed yedefuni kol yemei chayoi. Veshavti beveis adoi noi loi rech yomi. Perek Kufchof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lamaloi, estoy na yele horim, me ayin yovo yezri. Ezri me imadoi noi, oisei shomagim vode. Al yitein lamoi traglecho, al yonum shoy merecho. Hine lo yonum velo yishon, shoy mer yisrove. Adonai shomerecho, Adonai tzilecho, al yad yeminecho. Yoimo, mashemesh lo yakeko, v'yoreyach baloi lo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro, yishmor et nafshecho. Adonai yishmor teitcho uvoyecho, meyato v'yadoi lo. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira malois mimanakim kirosicho adoinoi. Adoinoi shimo vekoili. Tienoz necho kashuvois lekoil tachanunoi. Ima voinois tishmorio. Adoinoi miyamoi, ki mecho aslicho, leman tivorei. Kivisi adoinoi, kivisto nafshi, velidvoroi hoicholti. Nafshi ladoinoi. Nishoy merim la boiker, shoy merim la boiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, kim Adonoi yacheser v'arbei moy shedus, v'hu yisdes Yisrael, mikol avoinoi sov. Mishebelach aviseinu Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yisrael Rish Korachei v'Leyo. Babu, shonu mitzpavelim, babu, rom, mitzchazak, shlach, abokodesh, baruch, umuli. L'chol levereim, l'chol agidem, etzech, sh'chol yisro, l'refuas ha-nefesh, l'refuas ha-guf, ashto, ba-golo, v'zman kori, v'neymar, omei. Acheinu, kol beis, Yisrael, ha-mesunim, ba-toro, v'ashivyo, ho-imdim, bein ba-yom, u-bein ba-yavosho, המקוי מרחם עליהם ביוציאי מתורו לרבוכו מאפלו לאירו ומשיבוד לגאולו אשתו בעגולו וזמן קורי ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Vinsky. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refua for all of those in need, especially today for all of those in Surfside, would be answered letova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner, the Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.